Center of Disease Control had a report that said there's no difference between opposite-sex marriage and children of same-sex marriage. But now, new study has come out that they have increased risk of negative effects. Emotional, psychological, social, behavioral. Hot topic. The problem is, many come with mental illness. That depends on what you define as mental illness. Now, depression is also considered mental illness. You don't have to be psychotic. This is the something I just got yesterday. Those are just a few of the countries where Christians are highly targeted or persecuted. Simon, can we run the video?
Kid, every time I'm pulling out, he's right there. Man, and someone needs to talk to his parents. If they're ever at home. What is up with the traffic today? It's always, every day, this intersection's always crowded. I hate pulling out of here. I need some of these dumb roads. Oh, there's... Okay, so I'm not even here. Right. Great lady. The princess of parking. Oh, sure. Take the spot. Way to be considerate. Oh, are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Oh.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day.
It's about time. Let's see. What do I want?
Yeah, could I add a cookie to that order?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no problem, only guy in the world. I'm sure you need your cookie. The world... your oyster, and he's serving your cookies.
Thanks,
thank you so much.
Uh-huh. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'll have a tall decaf macchiato.
Yeah, sure, no problem. $3.85. And it might take a few minutes here. We've got quite a line, obviously, and thanks for your patience.
Great.
Yeah, great. Great for me. Waiting again. Unbelievable. What? What is... What is that? What in the world? What am I supposed to do? How can I do anything about that? Can I even help with that? I don't...
Your copy, sir. Oh.
I can't take this anymore. I gotta get out of here.
Hey, what?
Hey, buddy, come here.
我哋一早分开五个人 ，five in one group， yeah， and then 10 minutes， 10:35 we come back。
At least go around two times. First time the first question, second time the second question. Okay?So we have one more minute, you can wrap it up. It's all right.All right. Let's hear from everybody. I'll give you a chance, each group, share what your group has come up with. Okay. We don't have a long time for you to think. Maybe you will have more thoughts afterwards, but it's okay. Okay. And being in a group like this, probably you will see that people get different messages. And you might also benefit from hearing what other people have come up with. All right, so let us see what we have here. This is church-specific. Every church, if I use this in another church, they will have a different answer. Okay? So every church, you will have your own. I don't know how the Lord is speaking to you. I don't know where you are. Okay? So this will all affected by who you are, the message you get. So this will be like getting to know the church, okay, where we are in terms of interacting with these things. Okay? So who would like to go first?
This one.
See? And, okay, let me, give me your name and then, so I can get to know a little bit of who you are. All right.
My name is Dorothy.
Alai, yes, Dorothy.
And, what our group talk about, first of all, is the emotion need challenge or action solution that it stirred up in you, it stirred up us.The emotion was affected by the appearance and the behavior of others. And we easily get annoyed by just passing, by just maybe overlooking lots of things. And if we're knowing more about others' background, the reason what they're doing,will stir up our compassion. And the glasses, God's given the compassion. And we need to care about others, just like what the Bible's saying. And the action that what we're doing, we're supposed to do is to follow the compassion. And...we need to ask for God's given those glasses. And when we look at the heart of others, instead of focusing their behavior. And the glasses is representing the focus that where we're supposed to be. And the message, the first question, that we get from the two presentation is all the problems that raise up we see here in the world is rooted family. And we have a message from the Bible, Matthew chapter 9, verses 26. When the glasses is when Jesus look, and then he has the compassion to take action to care about those need. That's it.
Thank you, Dorothy. Yeah, pass it. Maybe the next one will be behind you. Okay. Your name, please?
Oh, my name is Ken. Ken Hui. Anyway, we discussed the reason is off. Is it off? Oh, it's on. It's low.
It's kind of low.
Okay.
Yeah, we discussed the problem first was based on America. We had a high rate of everything because of the cultural differences. People come from different racial background and different looks and different in their belief. So it creates a little confusion and the black against white against Asian. And, you know, it's just cultural. It's a little bit more diverse and that creates a problem. Another problem is we believe the moral standard is very liberal, and sex before marriage, kids, their identity being confused, same-sex marriage, kids from divorced parents, and also kids from illegal immigrant, they suffer mental illness, and based on my personal experience, my job is 90% of my coworkers were divorced and they're paying child support. Most American. And I feel very sad. Everyone I talk to them, and they're paying child support. When I share the gospel, majority of them don't believe. They said they're Christian, but they're not a true Christian. But they don't go to church, and they're either Catholic or something. So I feel like the solution to it is, you know, we got to promote unity to break the barrier between different racial group not by human efforts, but by God's word, by the Holy Spirit. And that's the only solution. There's no other hopes. And so that's about it.
Okay, thank you.
My name is Peter.
I didn't get a chance to watch the video, but I got a quick summary from the team. So, talking about a lot of, basically, I mean, these are symptoms of problems, divorce, insecurity, suicide.
Suicide, and basically we are in a hurting society or community or world. It doesn't matter where you go, hurts are everywhere. And so on the second video, I think the gist of it is that I think the guy, he was complaining too much, so therefore he couldn't see the needs of other people. He couldn't see the hurts of other people. So the rest of them are all symptoms and actions and emotions and challenges. And some of it he doesn't want to face up to because maybe he has his own problem or he has his own needs. How can I solve other people's problem if I have my own problem to deal with, right? So I think he feels overwhelmed when he put on the glasses, knowing that other people are hurting. But obviously, the way to care for people, I think, at the end was that, I think he finally got the message, was that even though there are so many problems in the world, you can only solve things one at a time. Even an engineer only can fix things one at a time. So he started off by dealing with the situation with his neighbor kid that originally he was upset at because, you know, prevented him from getting to wherever he needed to go. So I guess the message is, in order to help other people, first we need to stop complaining, and then, you know, do it one at a time. That's all you can do.
Just a quick summary.
Your name?
Oh, sorry. My name is Christine, his wife. Yep. yeah, I think it was said too that often we're just in a hurry with our own agenda to accomplish throughout the day. And next thing and next things. And we overlook a lot of things. We overlook a lot of needs and opportunities that comes around us. And God may be even prompting in us to reach out to someone. But sometimes we can easily just bypass and ignore and miss the opportunities to reach out to someone that is in need. Just it may be overwhelming. We may feel inadequate and not knowing how to help or not having all the time to do it or ability. But maybe just a little tap on the shoulder, a hug, a hello, greeting, I'm praying for you, perhaps it's enough, just enough to touch that life, that the least that we can do.
Still undecided? I was the facilitator. Okay, so my name's Ivy.
Hi.
So the conclusion or the summary that we got about the message from the presentations are that we are oftentimes too focused on ourselves. Like we people are tend to be self-centered, and we observe like the relationship between people are getting more distant because of this self-centeredness and isolation. And the root cause of all of this and all the data that we saw in the first PowerPoint, the downfall of mankind almost, right, is really because of the gap between man and God. And we're getting farther and farther away from God. And that's the root cause of that. And especially, we also observe like how our younger generations, they are in the, kind of like in the digital world that that they just get down to the digital world too fast, that we don't have enough resource to back them up and to guide them through. And that's also causing that isolations. And then from the video, I think a lot of people already summed it up. And I think the challenge is like when we are so focused on ourselves, and even though when this guy started observing other people's needs, like he's frightened, right? He's frightened of like, you know, what can I do and what am I supposed to do with it? And a lot of time is about, like, you know, how much we can sacrifice. Like, even if we observe other people's needs, like, how much we want to sacrifice in order to take actions. Like, it in terms of, like, you know, the calculation of, like, how much time that we can spend, how much resource that we can spend, and even time, money, and emotions, like, you know, in order to care for others. So that's pretty much the summary. Do I miss anything?
My name is Miranda. I'm a kind of summarizing our group's thoughts. One of our sisters shared about we all live in a busy life. We focus in our own daily tasks, and sometimes the busy life and the daily tasks caused a lot of frustration and that we don't see other people's needs. So one of our group members shared that like the video really reminds us that crises in our lives are oftentimes caused by our stress, like we have crises in our relationship, in our work, in our family. But by knowing other people's problems, it can reveal our own like shortcomings and also our own like perspective of the how to handle our daily stresses. And one of us also shared that we need to build a network to connect to people to show our love. And as the Bible says, we don't only care about our own stuff, we have to care about others. And also, a sister shared that we live in a modern world, a lot of advanced technology, but problem caused by more advanced technology and also more stress in our life. So as the video presentation, we can tell we are very easily agitated by people's behavior, but we don't really necessarily think deep about the reason behind that, why they act that way, or do they have a do they have like a problem in their life? That's why they act sometimes not pleasant. We also need to see things in different perspective. So as a conclusion, our group members share about how to be more supportive, how to be more, how to show more encouragement to people. So we would like to share, like, we need to be more empathetic to people's needs. Sometimes we just need to make a phone call or text a message to others to show our love, to care. And sometimes we just need to do a little thing to check on people so that people will
So, all right, let's, as you heard from, I think that represents everybody, right? What do you think? Do we have a, what kind of a group, of a body are we? On the sensitive level, what do you think? Are we a sensitive group of people? From the reaction that we got from the group, what do you think? Seems like, yeah, you could be cold, you could be say, well, suits you. I hear many of your reports, words like, we have to care, compassion. So, what do you think? Are you sensitive enough? Are you still human? We in a technological world, sometimes, how do we look at things? And when somebody said, yeah, we are easily irritated, we can be so focused on ourselves and maybe focus on our iPhone or iPad, okay? Or what do we see? All right. We will learn many of these things in counseling as, you know, you get trained, especially that glasses that you want. Actually, you have it. Okay, you have it, you just have to learn how to use it and to know where it is. Okay, it's just like your eyes, you have to know how to use it. Mm-hmm. Do you know that many people don't even know how to breathe? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it seems as if we've been using our eyes, our nose, we don't know how to use them, really. We have
okay? I've been, you may say, abusing ourselves. We shut our ears, we shut our eyes, okay? And we don't breathe well, so we get sick. Just because you sleep every day doesn't mean you know how to sleep well, isn't it? Yeah. So probably as a trainer, it is one of my message to let you know that you have it. Okay, I'm just going to help you harness it so that you can really use it the way God intends it to be. And so this one is to kind of help us, you know, this PowerPoint and this video, that you see in yourself the ability to respond, okay? That you are not that cold-hearted person, and that, I don't know, sometimes we hear all of these things, we are turned off. In fact, we are the first one to run away, or we become very negative and cynical. Okay. I noticed that many of your, it seems as if each group, you all came up with an analysis of what happened, what's the cause, and you all came up with some solutions. Did you notice that? Just like that. Yeah. Okay. And so in a way, I can say you're all right, and in a way, I can say you're all wrong. Yeah, okay. We can say sometimes when we see something, immediately we come up with a diagnosis of what happened. Okay? And immediately we come up with a solution. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that probably is the weakness of how we are not able to help people. We are too quick. Okay, we are too quick. Okay? And yet, it's like it's in our nature that when we see something, we immediately we ask, why did this happen? Okay? And immediately you will come up with, maybe because of this, it's because of this, it's because of this. Okay? So our strength sometimes become our weakness. Right? So you don't have to really just throw it away, but you have to learn to use it and not to let that hamper or impede your counseling. Okay? You can do that too, no? Some practice, some training. Okay, so let's go on. So this is what we have just done, okay? To know where this church is and how are you going to move forward after today, okay? It's good for Pastor Simon to see that I have a group of people like this, okay, that are very responsive. That they see these things, okay? Jesus said, 16:33, maybe you know this verse. Okay, huh? What does that mean? He didn't say you might have. He said you shall have, okay? It's more like, it's like this is like a prophecy. You shall have it, okay? So, all of those things that we saw, those are things that we have to expect. In fact, Jesus said, expect it, that you will have them, you will have them. And so then, what should we do? If this is what's expected, should we then we just live with it? Okay? There's nothing we can do anyway because it's going to be there, right? Well, look at that. The persecution, especially for the Christians, that's expected. When Jesus said that in John 16:33, he's also talking to the disciples or the followers. But this is especially persecution. And maybe you might say, oh, my child can go to school, or I need a new pair of glasses, things like that. They are not persecutions. Okay. But you may say that he is just talking to the disciples, probably, not us. Okay. But when you look at 2 Timothy 3:13, it says, those who desire to live a godly life will be persecuted. Okay, every one of us. Especially if you want to live the godly life. Okay. And yet we think that the godly life is the solution. Isn't it? Okay. Some of you said, yeah, we need to give them the Word of God. But you know, if you give them the Word of God, it doesn't mean that they're not going to suffer anymore. Because if they live the godly life, what's going to happen? Oh, yes. It's just a different thing. So what is this all about? It's like we're just going around in a circle. You see that? Yeah. Okay. So as a counselor, what are you trying to do? Okay. Am I trying to just kind of take away all the suffering from them? Is that the point of counseling?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, what's the goal? Okay. Now, if you don't know your goal and you keep doing that, you're going to be very frustrated as a counselor. You say, I'm going to give up. I can never be a good counselor. I can never take away all the sufferings. I just introduced more suffering to this person. Before I had an uncle, he became a Christian. And he said, oh, you know what? Before I became a Christian, I never thought of these things. Now I have to think about, is this a sin or not? Now I'm bothered by what I'm doing. That's it. Okay? And it applies to all of us. And not only this, but the others, okay, who don't want you to exist at all, okay? So this is the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and she declared that Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world, okay? And her words were found to be true, okay, as of now. There are more Christians being persecuted today than in the time of the first century, actually. Yeah. Okay? But that doesn't mean that we should whine and complain, okay? Especially if we are in the U.S., all right? We are not getting beheaded, you know? You can still come to church and you won't be bombed, okay? So there is a degree, okay? And yet we cannot say that we are having it easy, okay? As we have seen, okay, so what is, if our goal is not to remove sufferings, okay, what is it that we're about to do? Jesus wants us to comfort one another. Okay, so you never find in the Bible where it says you should take away the sufferings of the people. But you will find in the Bible again and again that you should love one another, pray for one another, encourage one another, okay? And all of these things are, you comfort, bring comfort. Okay, bring comfort. So, I'm going to stop here. Anything, anybody who wants to say something? Okay? So, comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Have you received comfort from God? Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
According to these verses, does it mean that whatever we went through from our life,
mm-hmm.
the suffering,
mm-hmm.
actually that is a gift for us to comfort others?
Mm-hmm. Is the comfort that you have received. So what is the gift? The suffering or the comfort?
The comfort from God.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you receive it from God. Mm-hmm. Not all sufferings are from God. Sometimes you created it. But the comfort is with God. For sure. Okay? So, and then you can use that comfort to comfort others. Which means double blessing. Okay? Because after you bless, you can use that to bless others, right? Somebody wrote a book that says, do not waste your cancer. Well, it's the same idea. Say, don't waste your cancer. If you have a cancer, use it. Use it. This is what he's trying to talk about, okay? That during, when you receive the kind of, I don't call it a calling, but you have that cancer, and from there, you receive comfort, and then from that you can use it. Okay. Anyway, as of now, it's still the disease that couldn't be conquered, right? Mm-hmm. And but there are other, as I said, you know, we are not called to take away sufferings. That is not in the Bible. In fact, the only person who can do that is Christ. Okay? And only God can really change everything. You will see, you can change this, then you still have this. You can change this, and you still have that. Okay? And all of those things that we saw, okay? People keep coming up with where does this come from? Where does this come from? Okay? And they try to keep fixing the problem, but without a goal. What is the goal? You understand? Mm. And that is what, I guess, one of the big difference between secular counseling and biblical counseling. Okay? The biblical counseling, we have a goal because it's in the Bible. We call it the plan of God. Right? And with that, you know what to do. Okay? And there will be some people whose illness will never be healed. There will be some people whose marriage will never be better. Hmm? There are some people who will truly become, what, orphans and be divorced and all those things. Okay. So then, where is God? You say, where is God? Right? It's because we are not, I think God's answer is, yes, this one. Okay? He told us first, these things will happen. These things will happen. And he wants to use the church to comfort us. I guess comforting or the is God's answer to the suffering. It's not to take away the sufferings. Okay? some people think the answer is just like that. Just hit any key. Whoop, and then my computer will start up again. Hit any key. I wish it's like that, but it's not. Okay, and so we are here. We're trying to learn. Okay, many of you, compassion. You say comfort. All right, and another word is care. Care. You have a care group, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, I guess we all understand care to be, loving one another? Okay, helping one another? Okay. So care actually has negative and a positive use. You have, in 1 Corinthians 12:25, it is that you are affected. So just like a while ago, you know, you are still sensitive. You feel their pain. Okay, you care. You cannot just like the Samaritan, you know, good Samaritan. Okay, the priest walked by, didn't care. I think that's the number one thing that, you know, he missed. He didn't care at all. Okay, so he wasn't affected. He wasn't involved. Okay, but for the positive use, to care is to be involved and to let God carry the weight with you. Okay, we talk about empathy, right? We hear a lot of that. You don't find that in the Bible. What do you find in the Bible?
Compassion.
Compassion. What else? Sympathy. There's a difference between empathy and sympathy. But you don't find empathy in the Bible. You find sympathy in the Bible. Okay? There's a difference. Okay. Empathy, 同理心. Sympathy?
Yeah.
同情心. Yeah. You're affected to the heart. To the heart, 情. Okay? Not just 灵. Understand? Mm-hmm. Becomes more personal, human. Okay? So you are affected and
Compassion and sympathy, they sometimes are interchangeable in the Bible. And it means not just that you see and you are affected and you say, oh, poor thing. Okay, but it is you are affected and you are willing to do something. Okay, that is the full meaning of compassion and sympathy. Okay, that you are so moved, just like the Good Samaritan, you're so moved that you cannot just say, oh, I feel so bad for that guy. Okay? But you are willing to do something in your limited ability. Okay? You cannot be God, but it's okay. All right? And God, as I said, just wants us to be what? Comforters. He wants us to care, not to solve all the problems in the world. That's His job, not your job. If you try to do that, you're going to destroy God's, you're going to run into many people, okay, and create more problem. The negative one is when we are so overwhelmed and we feel burned out and immobilized, that's when we are what becomes anxious. That's when we say, you have so many cares in the world. Want you to worry so much. Okay, that is the negative one that we don't want to have. Okay, and so we want to train you as a counselor. I believe before I was trained as a counselor, I would go to the second one. Okay, probably because you love, sometimes because you love, you worry more, isn't it? And as parents, okay, it can really drive you up the wall. Okay, why is it my child hasn't texted me yet? Where is he? Okay, and you worry about many, many things. So I would often go to the one below. Okay. So hopefully after you get training and you're wiser. Okay, this is I can care. Okay, but I don't have to be go down below. I just the top one. Okay, you don't say, oh, I don't care anymore. No, that's not right either. Okay. What you mean is I don't want to be burned out. Okay. I don't want to be so stressed out, immobilized or overwhelmed. That's what you mean. Okay? But you want to be what? Stay what? Affected. To be involved. Okay? So that's where we want. Mm. Yes?
What is
Marizo? Oh, that is the Greek.
Oh, Greek. Oh,
yes, okay. Greek. The Greek for care. Yeah, well, that's good. You ask. You see something, huh? Yeah. So, let me see. I think it's about time we can, let me see. Okay. Yeah, we can maybe stop here, have a break. 10 minutes? What do you think? Yeah, it's now 11:10.
11:20?
Huh? It's 11:10?
Yeah.
What do you think? 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Yes. Yes. Okay, let's take our seats. I hope you are freshen up. And let's continue. If you have some questions written down, you can pass it to me. I'll see if it is appropriate for me to answer here. If not, maybe just talk to you individually. Okay? So if you have any questions, okay. So in the first part, we can take a look at the broad pictures, okay, and then you get to know where you are, right? And now we look more about the caring business, okay, and counseling is, included in that one. So in Galatians 6:2, it says that we should bear one another's burden, okay. Burdens are to be shared, okay. It's not meant to be carried by yourself. And so that's why we can, share this, the load and the carrying of the,
And in the Bible, actually, a caring relationship is one of the ways that we see fruits being born. Mm-hmm. It's like this. It has to do with who we are. Okay, we are made that way. Okay, so there is this hospital, and they saw a lot of infants, newborns. They die one by one. So many that the death rate is so high. It prompted the doctor head of the hospital to redo everything. So they changed policies and things like that. They clean up twice more, okay. Make sure the food is all hygienic, nutritious thing, everything. But still the same result. Now they did another change in policy. This time, they want the nurses to be more involved. So they have to pick up the baby to feed the baby instead of leaving the baby in the crib. Okay? So they have to hold the baby like this when they are feeding the baby. And they have to look at the baby. They have to talk to the baby. They have to sing to the baby. Okay? And so that's the new method that they used. Oh, and they saw the death rate dropped. Okay? We grow, okay, in a caring relationship. It's because we are not machines. We are not machines. Okay? And that's why God said, you comfort, okay? And with the comfort I gave you, you comfort the others. Very simple, just like breathing. Okay, sleeping, very simple, but it is the cornerstone if you want to have a happy, healthy life. Okay, usually you will find in the Bible, and this is the genius of God, that His solutions are always simple. You notice, it's very simple. To be safe, you just have to trust Him. Can it be more simple than that? Huh? Oh, it's just so simple. So simple that we stumble. Okay? Yeah. And in the same with caring counseling, okay? It's very simple. Be there. Be there. Okay? So then it promotes. So do care. Do care. Promote caring in the church. It's very simple. Prepare caregivers. Organize them. Train counselors. Okay. We can do that. In fact, if we do this, I think even though you don't have your Halloween parties, you'll get more people coming to church. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we thought we have to have a big budget for this and that, okay? But God's way is very simple. Okay. In fact, as we enter the technological world, the more human touch we need, the human touch, okay? I was just reading an article saying how if a church wants to survive, okay, for the next decade, they have to change some of their ways. One of them is to train their leaders, train leaders, rely less on a multi-staff. Ooh. it's like, really? We thought our church is not growing because we don't have enough staff. Okay. But this article is saying, get away from that. Why? Because of expenses. And as I see it, when we have a lot of staff, it doesn't mean that the members will be working, okay? Sometimes when we have lesser staff, okay, but you train the leaders more, it will be more effective, okay? So that's how I see it. And when I do church planting, and I've been a missionary for decades, I'm not young. we train leaders, and we see that that's how the Lord blessed the church. You have to train the people to do things, from scrubbing the floor, you know, to picking up the kids, to PowerPoint, to sharing 5 minutes testimony. Let them do it. So that's one. Okay, you train them, and I think God's ways are very simple. Okay, and we can all do it. Do you see yourself as one of them? Maybe you're number one, number two, number three, number four. Okay, so let's say, put your hand on the shoulder of the person to your right. Oh, look at that, you're all smiling now. Okay, the human connection, the human touch. Okay, doesn't matter. Oh, we don't have a very big stage. Doesn't matter, what does that got to do with me? Okay, here I am, do you see me? Here I am, do you see me? Yeah, that's more important. Okay, so it's not the building, it's not the food. Well, we love to eat, okay? But simple food is okay, right? I don't need Starbucks. Coffee, instant coffee, it's okay. It's coffee. Yeah, oolong tea is fine with me. Okay. The best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. Yeah, you might think, oh, we have done so many things wrong, okay? Don't regret, don't blame, okay? Just do it now, okay? You may not have done it 20 years ago, it's okay. Just do it now, okay? You always have today to start with, okay? And that's a comfort of God, that this is our God talking to us, okay? He says, come, okay? Come now, do it now, all right? I'm here, I'm with you. Now, to help with carrying the burden now, in what area do you want to be prepared or equipped? So, you know yourself. Okay, what do you think do you want, in what area do you want to improve as a caregiver, as somebody who comforts, or even if you are doing counseling now, as a counselor? No. So, what area do you think you want to see more improvement? Okay. So you have a piece of paper, right? Do you have a piece of paper? Do you still have that paper? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oops. Okay. So be specific and write it down. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. And this time you don't have to share it. You just have to pass it to me. Okay. Yeah. Mopit. Pen. Yeah, maybe just 1/4 sheet of paper, 1/4 sheet. Yeah. Okay. And you don't have to pass it now, but hold on to it, okay? But write it down. Okay? So that is, what area do you want to be equipped? Maybe it's something I have touched, or we have touched earlier in the first part, or it's something that you already know before you came today. Okay, I want to learn this. I think I need this. Okay, so you write it down. And be specific.